You're listening to SBS News.
Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews wants to open international borders as soon as possible, but says Australia is not at that point at the moment. News Corp newspapers reported the Morrison government's National Security Committee will meet on Monday, where it's expected to agree to reopening Australia to tourists within 2 to 3 weeks. Speaking to the ABC's Insiders program on Sunday, Ms Andrews says Australia will open as soon as it's safe to do so.
We have been speaking with health professionals. We are getting ready to open as soon as we can. So we're not at that point now. We actually went through a process. We're delivering exactly on the process that we said we would undertake. So we opened for families. We opened various pathways, including from Singapore, Japan, South Korea. We've opened to economic cohorts. We've opened to international students. The next phase is to open for tourists. We need to bring those back. So as soon as we can, we will be opening to international tourists. We don't have all of the information that we need to be able to take the decision.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says any decision will first consider how further easing borders would impact the hospital system. Some eligible skilled migrants, backpackers and students can already travel to Australia, but Mr Morrison says an expanded reopening would be discussed.
We are considering the further opening of the borders to international visitors, as many of our states now move and through and past their peaks. The key issue that we have been examining and I have asked for advice from our health officials now over recent weeks is how that decision could impact on our hospitals, which has been our primary consideration. But the previous opening up of the borders has gone very well.
It comes as Australia recorded 43 COVID-related deaths on Sunday, 28 in New South Wales, 9 in Queensland and 6 in Victoria. There were just under 7,900 new COVID-19 cases in New South Wales, down from just over 8,300 on Saturday and the lowest daily case number in the state since the 28th of December. The number of patients in hospital also fell slightly to 2,321, and of those patients, 147 are in ICU, down from 152 on Saturday. The latest figures come as the state's Premier Dominic Perrottet announced the launch of the state's booster campaign, encouraging people to turn up for their third vaccine shot.
We have a booster rate here in New South Wales of around 47%, I think tick over 47%. We want to get that higher. Not for the sake of it, because we know that vaccinations and boosters have put downward pressure on our hospitalisations and ICU presentations in this state.
Over in Victoria, the state government recorded just over 7,000 new cases, taking the total number of active infections in the state to just under 61,000. Of those cases, 562 are in hospital, and the number of patients in ICU is 73, 28 on ventilators. In Queensland, 7 of the 9 deaths were aged care residents, and 5,746 new cases were reported. There are 726 patients being treated for COVID in hospital and another 47 are in intensive care. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says only 4 of the dead had received 2 doses of a vaccine and none had had a booster. He's calling on the federal government to provide more information about vaccination rates in aged care facilities.
These facilities, the staff and the residents should all be double vaccinated and boosted. Now they're not. We know they're not because it's coming through in the death figures. We can't get data though to tell us how many residents have been boosted, which aged care facilities are all boosted, which are below targets, where the Commonwealth has been and where they haven't been. And so it's very difficult to see where we can assist. We've requested that data. It hasn't been provided to us. And as you've seen over recent days in particular, if more people were boosted, then less people would be dying.
And the ACT has announced 323 new coronavirus cases, continuing a steady decline after hitting daily infections of over 1,000 at one stage after the Omicron variant first hit the country. The numbers come as Australia reached a COVID-19 vaccine milestone on Saturday. A total of 95% of Australians aged 12 and over have had at least one dose of a vaccine, Health Minister Greg Hunt said on Saturday.